Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan as we continue in our Football Friday show. And we got What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up in 1 hour. And joining us now is Todd Archer from ESPN, 22 seasons plus on the Cowboys beat. And a good afternoon, Todd. How the heck are you?
Old now. Thanks for saying that.
Well, I mean, you and me both, brother. Can't avoid it. Now, just speaking of age, how do you do a trip to Vegas these days? What's in your on the itinerary?
I would not be they will not use me in any of their commercials for the Visitors Bureau there. I will be, although I will say I will go to, I'm not going to name the place because I want everybody else to go there, but I will hit my favorite Italian place in the country for dinner on Sunday night.
Pretty much a business trip then. No wagering at all for you?
I mean, I told somebody today I might like stop by a table and put down $20 or something on odd or even on a roulette. But no, I'm not. Maybe I'll watch some games or something. But no, I'm not a big gambler type, unfortunately.
Wouldn't want to get you.
Or maybe fortunately.
Yes, I think that is actually a blessing. Now, what about the odds, so to speak? Or would you gamble on the Cowboys being better to what extent defensively in the second half compared to what we've seen so far?
Well, you know, I'm getting ready to write a story just about today. We talked to DeMarvion Overshown, Savon Rovell, Quinton Williams, and Logan Wilson. And all of a sudden it hit me. I'm like, wow, those four guys are playing in their first game Monday. So I'm not expecting like gangbusters on Monday against the Raiders for this defense to look like something that it hasn't looked like the entire season. But I think through the second half of the season, they have to show some improvement, or else they could be looking for their fourth coordinator in 4 years. So there's a lot on the line for this defense starting Monday against the Raiders, and the guys that I just mentioned. When you think about them, you know, Williams is a all-pro, Pro Bowl guy. Logan Wilson is a guy that has more interceptions than any linebacker in the last 5 years in the league. And sadly, he leads the Cowboys in pass deflections with 4, and he's not played a game for them yet, which is a stunning stat that Bobby Belt came up with a couple weeks ago. And Overshown, you know, he was the third Cowboy since 82 to have 5 sacks, a fumble recovery, and a forced fumble in the same season. I think it was Greg Ellis and DeMarcus Ware are the only other guys that have that type of year. So him coming back, and then Revel, there was a lot of excitement about him in the draft process, even from Broadus probably about him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're seeing different, you're seeing what Jerry's talked about in terms of help is on the way. Now, how much can they help? 2 new guys, never played it down here. 1 guy coming back from 3 torn knee ligaments, another guy coming back from 1 knee ligament torn and never played an NFL game. I do think you need to temper expectations, but this better be a defense that plays significantly better in the last half of the season and probably against much better offenses than they've already played.
Yeah, Todd, I was going to say that. Do you feel like that they that gave away some games earlier. We had Stephen Jones on, and he was not too interested in our talk about, well, you got to go 6-2 and this, that, and the other. I mean, he seemed very much like, you know, hey, I realize what we have to do. But do you feel like that they kind of gave away some stuff, and that's kind of why they're in the position they are right now?
Well, sure. I think, you know, when the schedule came out in, what, May or whatever, you looked at some of those games and you said, okay, they beat Chicago, beat Carolina, beat Arizona at home. So when you don't do that, now all of a sudden you look at the games that you had as losses back when you did this exercise in May, and you're thinking, where are the wins coming from? Like, are they going to beat the Eagles at home? Are they going to beat the Chiefs? Can they beat the Chargers? You know, the last two games, division games on the road against teams that are struggling, maybe that looks a little bit. But, yeah, man, this is a math equation at this point. And the math is not mathing for the Cowboys as they get back to the field, in addition to everything else that they've had to deal with over the last week, 8-9 days. So there's a lot of things that aren't favoring Dallas right now. However, playing a Raiders team that is equally struggling could be something that helps them as well.
Todd, with the, you know, when you mentioned all these the guys coming back though, and you start talking about maybe changing out the coordinator though, have you found though that could it be a scheme related thing? Is it the buy-in thing? Do you have any kind of answers for why it's been kind of the way it has been?
What's the Jimmys and Joes thing?
Yeah. It's the Jimmys and Joes, not the X's and O's. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's a big part of it, right? And
sure.
You know, they're adding some Jimmys and Joes here. So let's see how this changes and again, it doesn't need to go and be doomsday. It doesn't need to be the 85 Bears, but it needs to be something that you can look back at the end of the season and say, okay, we've got pieces in place here that we can build around that performed well, and we can go forward and keep some continuity with the scheme and with the coaches. And I think that's ultimately the goal on the defensive side. And I think for the offense, you got to look at how different they are when they play at home versus how different they are when they play on the road. We can talk a lot about road difficulties, but the Cowboys, when they go to some of these stadiums, there was more Cowboys fans. Let me change that. There were louder Cowboys fans in Carolina. So they didn't even have to deal with some of this stuff. Chicago is not, especially in September, is not a difficult place to play. Denver, you know, that's always going to be hard for the Cowboys just because it always is, but you know, they've got to figure out what they are on offense here and make sure a good running game is supposed to travel. And a good running game has not traveled, especially the last two games.
It's Todd Archer here with you on The Fan.
Hey, Todd, what do you make of the competition at right tackle talk now that we're starting to hear?
So we see just very little of practice, but Terrence Steele was still with the first team guys.
Yeah.
So during the individual drills and things like that, nothing had changed there. So maybe you see what we saw. What game did Guyton get hurt when Nate Thomas came in and played a series that was a Green Bay game?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll see some of that going forward. So I haven't heard of any lineup changes from talking to people here that see more practice than I do just yet. I think you'll see Quinnen Williams start. I can guarantee that. I don't know if you'll see Logan Wilson start. He talked today. He's not sure what the role is, but he's done extra to kind of catch up on what they want from their linebackers in the scheme and spending extra time with Dave Bergonzi, the linebacker coach, and understanding all that. We'll see how much Revel plays, but Overshown today, he's like, look, I might be on a pitch count, but these guys know if there's a key play, a key moment, and then I've reached that limit, I'm gonna be on the field playing. So I'm really anxious, or anxious isn't the right word. I'm excited to see what Overshown can do, because the story of his comeback from the three torn knee ligaments, and I'll have a story out Monday that he kind of delved into a lot of the struggles, but the rehab process and his relationship with Britt Brown, the director of rehab, and things like, there's some things that we didn't know about with that surgery that will kind of make people say, wow, And the fact that he's out here less than a year later is just amazing.
Looking forward to that. Todd.
How about that for a tease right
there?
Yeah,
that's a hell of a tease. We'll be on your Twitter or ESPN Dallas looking for that on Monday. We'll cover it in the C-note. Now, how much different? You were a 10-year veteran of the beat the last time we had a Cowboys tragedy there with Jerry Brown. How is this Marshawn Nealon story compared as far as how it impacted the building?
Marcus Paul, 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Conditioning coach who passed away before the Thanksgiving game. And, every situation is different and circumstances are different. And just the suddenness of the loss is probably the only thing that's comparable to this at this time. But I think, you know, yesterday I was struck by just the words that Solomon Thomas said, and if anybody in that locker room it needs somebody to lean on or talk to, they have to know that Solomon Thomas is the guy to go to. And then for really anybody that was listening to his words outside of football, what we need for mental health, how people should act, how you should go about finding help for yourself, and don't be ashamed. And it's okay to not be okay. And all those, I thought his words yesterday were powerful and something that we can all take from in all of our lives, not just a football locker room, to understand how to get through things when everything is not going the best for you. And there are always brighter days, and there are ways that you can look ahead and realize you have people to surround yourself with. I go back to Jerry Brown, and I think I was struck by how his mom, Stacey Jackson, helped those players, and specifically Josh Brent, during a difficult time. I go back to Marcus Paul and what the players went through that week, and the guys and how they've kind of rallied and not rallied, but leaned on each other and got through it. And the emotions that these guys are going to carry Monday, I don't know how to describe them, even if my world is with words. But I know it will be difficult for them as they get out on the field in Las Vegas, wearing those T-shirts, seeing the decal on their helmet. But they all say, everybody that we've talked to since has said, we will honor Marshawn with the way we play. And doesn't mean they're going to be perfect, but I think you'll see an effort that you can be proud of. And whether that means translates into a win or loss, I don't think much matters to some degree. I know if you're a fan, you want to win. I know if you're a player, you want to win. But I think it's, if you want to honor the guy, you play with the effort that they all say he played with.
Solomon's words are so impactful. I think that, along with his play, has really had him emerge as a leader. I mean, is he the leader of the defense now through this tragedy? And doesn't he seem like a guy that should maybe be around here longer term than just one season?
Right. I would say yes. I don't think it took this tragedy for him to be a leader for this group. I think he was a guy that his play was showing it, and I think his veteran standing was showing it. He did not practice again today with this calf deal, so this might be a game that he does not play.
Yeah.
But I think he is a voice in that room that is needed. Kenny Clark is a voice in that room that is needed. Again, we've been around Quinnen Williams twice, but he seems to be a guy that has the proper perspective and voice that would be needed. And we'll see how these things go out later with like a guy like DeMarvion. We know his energy and his attitude and how upbeat he is. That's something that this team needs as well, in addition to the production that he had. A guy like Ezeraco, I think, has come on here lately and really played well the last three or four games or so. So maybe you're seeing something out of him. Clowney, the same way, has played well here lately. They just need to – everybody needs to play better consistently. And I just sound like Brian Schottenheimer, and I apologize for that. But it's honest to God, the truth. Like, you can point the moments for all these guys and then, see them in this – where they are in this predicament, because one series could be good, one play could be good, then the next play or the next series is just terrible.
Do you think Dak will get back to playing at that MVP level here? It's kind of weird that as they've gotten healthy, the offense had its two worst games of the year.
Yeah. Some of that, I think, is at least the Denver game might have been attributed to the game get out of whack and you got to throw some passes maybe you wouldn't have thrown. And maybe Arizona, that was just an off game for a lot of people. I don't have any qualms about Dak rebounding. We've seen it too often of him being a guy who plays well when they need him. Again, doesn't mean you're always going to win the game. And I know everybody's like, yeah, Todd, what about the playoffs? I got you. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. But I think with what we've seen from Dak this year, what we've seen from Dak 2 years ago when he's runner up in the MVP, I wouldn't worry about Dak Prescott playing well. It's Monday or for the remainder of the season. I think you'll see a guy find the form that he had back when they were chanting MVP as he was coming off the field in New York.
Well, hey, Todd, I hope this is a week that we don't drag you into the draft, you know, after the game and stuff like that, you know.
You won't, for sure.
I want to see you I want to drag you into draft coverage, you know, that kind of thing. No. I want you to sit down and look at a bunch of players with me, you know, that kind of thing.
No, I'm good. Maybe I'll turn my attention to the World Cup draw instead of
here we go.
Instead of the right guard from Eastern Michigan or Miami of Ohio to see what do you
have against the Mac? What do you have against? Why you?
I love the Mac. My wife is a Mac grad, so those were the two.
You made it sound like that. I'm looking at stiffs or something like that.
Well, I will say you use a lot of your time and resources on guys that might not ever end up playing football for the Dallas Football Cowboys.
Yeah.
So.
No, you're right about that. I did 230 players when you didn't look at Puka Nacua. That tells you all you need to know.
See?
Yeah.
I had Puka Nacua down. You should have just asked me. he was the one guy I did look at.
Thanks, Todd. Terrific work as always. Have fun up there.
Thanks, fellas. We'll see you.
There he goes. Todd Archer, ESPN, with you here in the G-Bag Nation. It's three wide today here. Dawson, Broadus, and Lucius Alexander. And coming up next, what are we calling this? The 420 with Lucius?
I got a 420 hot box.
Let's go.
How about that?
I love it. LA's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next year on the Fan. Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for some fun with Lucius Alexander. I believe he calls it the 420 Hot Box. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. You get LA Live every night at 540 after the G-Bag of the Day. Here he is now to conduct the 420, buddy. How you doing?
Excuse me.
You all right?
Get me some oxygen. Better still, how about a big shot of Jack?
Yeah, how about a big shot of Jack, boys, on a Friday? Feeling it, dog. It's the 420 Hot Box right here. Looks like it's a done deal, fellas.
What happened?
Okay. Allegedly, it's a done deal. It's being reported as a done deal. December 19th, Jake Paul, Anthony Joshua is going to fill in.
Okay.
Anthony Joshua, real-life fighter, heavyweight.
Yeah, bigger guy.
Champion. Yeah, great-looking guy. Pause. December 19th. Isn't that when in 3i Atlas is supposed to be close to America? Or the planet?
Yes. That doesn't have the tail growing off it, right?
It doesn't have the tail. The comet with no tail. We don't know if that's a colony on the way. We don't know what that is. But yeah, it's a done deal, apparently. December 19th, Jake Paul, Anthony Joshua in Miami will be streamed on Netflix. Promoter Eddie Hearns, he said that the deal is not finalized, but reports are saying it's a done deal. It's a real professional fight, too. Not an exhibition.
Whoa.
Real life fight. So I'm going to listen.
36 years old is Joshua.
$88 million he's looking at for this fight.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're coming back for this one, guys.
Do you think it's any kind of weird? Like, you think he would knock out Anthony Joshua, put him down on the ground like he's been doing these other athletes?
No, I don't think so. If this is a real fight a heavyweight, he is going to destroy Jake Paul in two or three rounds,
that's
and this will be the end of the Jake Paul boxing experience.
That's 100%.
This
that's what I'm thinking.
This guy's a giant.
Dude. He's a huge dude, man.
This guy looks like an edge rusher. I mean, like a 6'4", 245-pound edge rusher.
Yeah, he's huge. Athletic, too, man.
Man, I mean, he looks like a giant in the ring.
And he hasn't fallen all the way down to boxing skill where he's going to take, like, a rigged fight for money. I don't think he's going to do that. So I'm expecting Anthony Joshua to wash this dude.
Here's the unfortunate question I have to ask you, Lucius, though. The four losses, is it something, I mean, do we know, is it like, decisions?
Yeah,
you
it was
get
good
knocked
fights.
Out.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
fights.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So the four losses are like legit.
It's legit, not, legit, okay. Legit, legit.
28
legit.
Wins, four losses. This is what they're talking about here with this guy.
So that dropped today or sometime this week. I seen it today. Holy smokes. Maybe last night. Did it drop last night? Yeah, the dude is huge. He's a real life boxer, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just thought I'd drop that on you on a 420 Hot Box. You get it there, fam?
Daniel DeBose is who he lost to last time. A guy named Daniel DeBose in September 21st of 2024. Or that's his last fight, which he had a loss in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would not underestimate Jake's extremely deep pockets.
Oh, wow.
And his narcissistic social media influencer ego. Both those things could combine maybe to offer Joshua so much money to throw a legitimate fight. I mean,
that'd
if you're
be
getting 88
so crazy,
plus some under the table, I just wouldn't put it past Paul. But yes, I expect him to be just out cold on the canvas.
I got to give it to Paul. They can make things happen, man. Getting in a fight with Anthony Joshua, making that happen. You had Javonte Davis lined up, or whoever. I mean, great promotion squad.
Damn.
Great promotion squad.
Yeah, this guy's a gold medalist.
He's a real deal.
In 2012, Summer Games, yeah.
Has anyone ever did a favor for you that went bad?
Not that I can think of.
Good for you.
Oh, jeez, Lucius, you're going to make me think about this.
Okay.
I'm sure somebody did something, that, like they tried to help me out, but it was like...
It just went awful.
I ended up having to pay for it.
More work for you at the end of the day.
Yeah, like you tried to help me, but you really didn't help me kind of a thing.
Well, last week, former NBA player Tony Allen. You guys remember Tony Allen?
Tony Allen, yeah.
Great defender.
Yes.
Boston.
Yes.
Memphis.
Do you remember his nickname?
No.
Okay. And I'll bring it up later. He was arrested in Arkansas. Apparently, Tony Allen was booked to do a podcast. And instead of sending a car service, the podcast dudes sent his friend. Hey, do me a favor. Go pick up Tony Allen for me for this podcast.
Okay.
Should have did a car service. His friend was some type of wrestling promoter. He pulled up in a Hyundai Sonata.
Oh, no.
To pick up an ex-NBA player. You pulled up in a Hyundai Sonata. My man Tony Allen should have known something was up then. Car was hella dirty, too, bro.
Yeah, go rent an Escalade.
Yeah, do something, man. The driver was pulled over for not using his blinker. Okay? And he got to talking to the cops. I think he talked a little too much. I got an example right here for you. Just talking a little too much.
What was that podcast name again?
The Prime Global Group Podcast.
Prime Global Group?
Yes, sir. Report side on TikTok superstar that reports for the Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Or the report side of the Memphis Grizzlies. He's got a podcast now. Okay. He teaches financial literacy to athletes while he has a vertically integrated system. He does real estate. So he also owns a cabinet company that builds into it. He owns...
Bro, I just asked the name of the podcast. Now you tell me who owns what and who does financial literacy. And look, I'm going to pull it back up and he's still talking. That was one question.
Got his whole Wikipedia up here.
My man is talking a little too much, bro.
You're coming off nervous now.
Yeah.
Over-explaining.
Yeah. Well, while the cop was doing that interview, doing a little talking with the guy, they smelled some... they smelled some weed in the car.
Sativa.
They had that smelt that weed, so they had to do a little search. Upon the search, the police found some party powder, some Colombian Bam Bam.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was in a cigarette box.
It's not a good hiding spot.
It's not a great. It's practical.
Yeah, it's very easy.
It's the first place to go look, bro.
Glove box, ashtray, center console.
So they made everybody get out the car. Tony Allen said, that coke is not mine. In fact, I don't even know this dude. And he was probably like 2 feet away from the guy pointing at the dude in his face saying, I don't even know this guy. By the way, Tony Allen's nickname is the Grindfather.
Yeah, I got that.
The Grindfather.
The Grindfather.
And they found a grinder in the car full of weed, by the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. On brand.
Now, none of those guys really claimed. Well, I think the driver claimed it. Said it was from last night. I didn't finish it.
Okay.
But it's not Tony's, apparently. But Tony says, I do smoke a lot of weed, but that cocaine is not mine. I feel bad for Tony because all he was doing is just taking a ride to a podcast.
Yeah, clearly he's not his.
Not his!
He's probably in the back seat getting a ride, maybe.
Listen to Tony pleading his case.
Bro, I was going to do a podcast. Literally, he was telling y'all what he told you, everything, what was going on. All this extra shit, I don't even know. I'm mad. I should have just got an Uber, bro. Man, y'all bogus, bro. Y'all should have never came and got me, bro. Should have never came and motherfucking got me.
Too much to calm down.
With you, man.
Calm down.
You know, this is my life. Man. I'm a ball player, bro. I don't got to do with that. I smoke weed. See, bro, you bogus. I don't even know this man, bro. I literally met him one time, bro. They taking me for a podcast to a podcast, bro. I smoke my weed. That's it, bro. I don't got, man. I work for somebody, bro. I can't be on that, bro. That's bogus of how they transport me from this part to the podcast, bro. I got podcast footage. I shoot with them, bro. But this the transportation. They being cheap, bro. They probably got me a black car, bro.
Favorite turned all the way up. You're supposed to go pick up Tony Allen for me. Bring me back so we can do this podcast. Now you boys are getting arrested.
He got arrested, too?
Yeah.
You can't arrest the passenger. It's the driver's responsibility.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you right here, because the guy, the promoter, took up for the weed, I mean, not the cocaine. He said, that's mine.
Yeah.
It's not Tony Allen. So I was going to ask the police officers, you great police officers out there in the DFW area, if you found something in the car that was illegal and nobody vouched for it, I can believe everybody being arrested. But if somebody stood up and said, that's mine, not these other guys, in fact, they knew nothing about it, can't you just arrest that guy and let the rest of them go? I wonder. I wonder.
I think it would be officer's discretion. And it would make sense that if we have no prior, I'm not going to come into this car and put my cocaine in your ashtray.
Yeah.
I'm a victim here. I'm a victim here.
And he kept saying that over and over and over again. I don't know this guy. I don't have any cocaine. Clearly, the man said, I smoke mad weed, but I don't have this. Tell me if you respect the promoter for saying this to the cops.
But I can absolutely promise you, sir, that is not mine. I do not take cocaine. I take my hydrocodones. I smoke a little bit of weed because the hydrocodones make me antsy. But I have back problems from being a professional wrestler for 15 years.
Okay. Did Tony Allen have anything to do with that?
No, sir. Tony Allen has to quit the show.
No, I'm talking about with the cocaine.
No, sir. Tony
like
Allen has absolutely nothing to do with any of that. If Tony Allen had some on his person, as you know, sir, personal amount. Tony's got absolutely nothing to do with it. I wish y'all would let Tony go. I will take 100% responsibility for everything in my vehicle. Like I said, there was a grinder. It's probably got maybe a half a gram of marijuana in it from last night that I just didn't finish off.
Yeah.
And I accidentally left my pipe in the car.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just I guess he's claiming that he didn't know the cocaine was there. I don't think I can respect it. I can kind of respect that he's trying to go to bat for Tony Allen and at least get him off the case, but you got to own the cocaine.
Yeah.
That would be the right thing to do in that situation because Tony Allen is about to get swept up in it.
Yeah.
There's no way that's anybody else's cocaine. People just don't leave their cocaine in other people's vehicles.
Hey, man, can you turn back around? I think I left my cocaine in your car.
Not happening.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They got that thing taped to them if they can help it. They can't make it a couple hours without the stuff. So, yeah, I guess partial respect. He tried to go to bat for him while also protecting himself. But you got to fall on that grenade. And by the way, opiates and cocaine, deadly combination.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It'll take you out the game.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Slow that heart down and speed it up. All types of weird things that happen to you. Yeah, so we're going to keep my eye on this Tony Allen situation. Hopefully he doesn't get out with any charges of cocaine. Any cocaine. And before I leave, I see we're up against it. I got a 420 report, too. Let's go to WISN 12 in Milwaukee. Man had his house raided. They raided a whole lot of houses on this block because they're trying to catch drug dealers. And he spoke to the news about it. Why?
Even though I told them the code to my safe, they blasted it open.
When we asked Porter if he's ever sold drugs, he didn't hold back.
So you don't know of any drug selling? Or
yeah,
drug
I sell weed.
But that's it.
Yeah, sell a little cocaine.
But says he isn't who the FBI is really after.
So you're innocent then, basically.
I mean, more or less, like I'm small potatoes.
They about to come back and knock on that door again, bro. My God.
Wow. Cocaine is treated so casually by just way too many people these days.
It's amazing.
A little coke here and there.
Yeah, and it's not that. It's all stepped on and it's all weird products, baby powder, and all. It's not the thing. It's not Colombian Bam Bam anymore. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander, brother. I'm out of here.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander in L.A. Live coming up at 5:40 here, just over an hour after the G-Bag of the day. We're coming back with the quarterback index, week 11. How far four has fallen is the discussion. Will he get back? It's next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the fam. Thank you, Lucius. We go to Brandon Laurie's Twitter account. An eye-opening stat from Ed Werder on Media Mash yesterday. Per ESPN research, Dak Prescott's been hit while running or throwing 29 times over the last two games.
Yeah.
Tied for the most plays he's been contacted in a two-game span across his entire career. You know, I expected it against Denver, but for that to happen against Arizona as well. Yeah. What do you think's going on here? Is he holding on the ball too long? Doesn't he just need to throw it up for George if he's in trouble?
Yeah, I think what's happened is that he has been really good. This is something that probably could have happened every game. You know, this could be – Dak Prescott has played at such a high level when it comes to avoiding the rush and the pressures. You go – look at the metrics, the eye test, watch the tape. Two pressures, four pressures, three pressures, four pressures. You know, everybody's having a – it's been difficult for them. You're not going to have a lot of clean games. But what you have is that Dak is the one that's been able to get out of trouble, move, find time. The game against Arizona, the quick pressure was really a problem. And Dak had been really good at avoiding that quick pressure. And unfortunately, though, it didn't happen in the Arizona game. And that's, I think it's a large part of why they lost that football game. The sacks, the pressure, you know, Dak had done such a great job of avoiding all that. But that game just did not get it done for him. And ultimately, that's why they lost. And you know, hopefully, like, Arizona's a team that hasn't, the Raiders are a team that doesn't have a lot of quick pressure, but they do have one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League that they're going to have to deal with.
On tape, is this happening with four-man rush? This is an extra guy, so it's our old friend clogging cover plus four-man pressure that's going to shut down almost any offense.
It's been the thing that when teams have brought pressure, Williams has done a really good job of picking it up as a back. The extra rusher, the identification, the ability to pick it up, to give them a chance, to give Dak a little bit of a cleaner pocket to maybe make a throw. But it's, you know, when you have it sometimes with Steele, of course, that's why what's going on at right tackle. You know, Tyler Smith has had a couple of games. I know the numbers say, you know, that him and Booker, but, you know, the pressures that have gotten home have been pretty effective. It's the stuff in the middle that has really affected Dak, but it's not so much been the blitz, because if you go back and look at the metrics and the way that it all kind of lays out, he's been really, really good against the blitz.
Yeah, it's when they don't have to blitz and they can keep their guys back that I think Dak doesn't know what to do back there.
Right.
And if they do get pressure, now he's on the run and he's just not fast enough to escape. Quarterback index, week 11, we go to Nick Shook. Stafford, number one, 25 touchdowns, two picks. I think he's got 20 touchdowns in a row without an interception. Like, he was very, very early. He does have five fumbles. And Matt Stafford's athleticism is gone. He's minus 9 rushing yards. So you can poke a few holes there. But Matt Stafford clearly playing as the top quarterback in the NFL right now. MVP front runner with how the Rams are playing. And that will be accelerated significantly if they do beat Seattle. Number 2, Mahomes. Can't fight him on that. Baker coming in at 3, having the best season of his career. He only has 2 interceptions himself, but he's down at 7 yards in attempt, and most of these other guys in the top 5 are significantly higher. Drake May coming in at 4. I think everybody's buying that.
Yeah.
You know, he is. We've seen quarterbacks come in and have really good rookie years and then not be able to follow it up in his second year. He was pretty good as a rookie. Second year has been great for the man out of UNC.
Yeah.
And
he kind of split time last year, so this would be his first year.
Okay.
So the questions you have to ask yourself, and it was the, you know, and Choppy and Bobby had this discussion this morning, and I think it's a legitimate one. You know, we've seen some quarterbacks have that first year have some a bump, and then a little bit of the pop there, where it's like, you know, with the, for example, down in Houston,
Stroud.
Daniels. Yeah, yeah, you've seen these guys have like really good first years, and then the second year, what happens? That's the challenge that Drake May is going to have. I tell you what, though, he has played far better than I even believed he was going to play.
Yeah, yeah.
So give him a lot of credit for that.
And he's even trying to not run. I think once he gets to the playoffs, they're even more dangerous. The analytics folks will point out that New England just appears to be average. But, man, at 8-2, 9-2 now, it's 8-2. Pretty outstanding stuff there for year two. I don't know if they're back to being elite yet, but they're definitely on the right path. Number 6, Sam Darnold. 17 and 6 picks with the 5 fumbles. That's definitely rubber stamping him as a legitimate franchise quarterback to be able to do that in 2 different markets and back-to-back seasons. There's no more credibility you can get than that. Then you get to tier 2, and maybe Lamar Jackson should still be in tier 1, but he's been hurt for 4 of their games. Does have 15 touchdowns and just 1 interception. Should be tier 1, but he's not. Then you go Herbert, Goff, Hurts, Daniel Jones at number 11 overall. And then you find Dak, who is down to 7 yards in attempt, 17 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 3 fumbles. And, you know, the topic of why has Dak slowed down so much here recently is, you know, kind of why I opened up with that stat. He's been hit 29 times over the last 2 games, either in the pocket or on the run. So we got to get that figured out, or the defense being better is going to be just a total wash. All righty, other big games you need here. I have a couple of minutes before we get to what you're drinking and what you're thinking here. Coming up at the top of the hour, Giants are hosting the Packers. Green Bay is a 6.5-point favorite. Are you with me on this at all, that the Packers can miss the playoffs? They're vulnerable in this game against New York's front.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the thing about it, like I say, but, you know, I would have felt a lot better. Let's see with Jameis, though, playing. That could be, like, a lot of fun. You know, that could be kind of a – that could be, like, a lot of – crazy throws, a lot of good throws.
Boom or bust.
And, you know, that's when you're playing Jameis, you just never know. So
I mean, he's going to throw you 3 picks. It's just a matter of if you catch him or not.
Exactly.
The topic in Green Bay is they need to stop trying to run so much and pass more. And Jordan Love said he's up for it. He wants to have the pressure on him to pull the team out of the funk. He completed 20 straight passes against the Steelers 3 weeks ago. So they are believing that is the way out of this. But against New York, that could be a mistake. The Giants have allowed the second most fantasy points per game to running backs this season. So their weakness is against the run. But Green Bay has pretty much had to abandon it, or the idea that it can get them home. Obviously, it looked really good against the Cowboys, but a lot of pretty mediocre offense has. Bills hosting the Buccaneers. That's a matchup of 6-3 teams. The Bills averaging the second most yards per game. They lead the NFL in rushing yards at 153. And after yielding several explosive plays against the Patriots last week, the Bucs are trying to keep that from happening again. You got the Seahawks visiting the Rams, as I just mentioned. The Rams are just a 3.5-point favorite. So Vegas considers Seattle and L.A. a pretty even matchup. Rams have a 50% chance to win the division, according to ESPN research right now. The Seahawks have a 33% chance, but if the Rams win, their chances will jump to 66, and Seattle's falls to 19%. So will the wheels come off Seattle here in the final eight games? I think so.
Man, I'm not sure about that. I think defensively, though, they've got kind of where it needs to be, but and they've got the quarterback playing really, really well. So
yeah.
I think Seattle is going to be a tough out for somebody. I really do. I just think that that coach, the way the roster's built, the defense, watching them play, they go on the road, man. They don't lose. They love going out there. I mean, we always talk about Seattle having the great home field advantage, but man, you get these guys on the road, they are as good as money.
I guess maybe I was biased against them to start the season. I need to let that go.
Sure. No, I just think.
I mean, their offensive line is bottom third. I don't know how that holds up.
The quarterback, the skill guys they've got, they've done a really good job defensively, but they find ways to go. That quarterback is like I said, he is money when it comes to these big game situations.
Rockwall's Jackson Smith and Jigba leading the NFL with 1,041 receiving yards, the first Seahawks receiver in history, and they've had good ones to go over 1,000 yard in his first nine games. I wanted to bring up real quick Broncos hosting the Chiefs, because here's the key on what might be holding Kansas City back to me. Chris Jones, just two sacks. His pressure rate of 9% is 43rd in the league.
Been down. It's been really down, and he's... And everybody's trying to talk to him about it and address it and stuff like that. But, yeah, he clearly looks like a different player out there.
We got three down and two to go. Your phone calls up next here at 877-881-1053. It's time for What You Drinking, What You Thinking here on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.